So while a ghost poop isn't a term that you're going to find in medical literature, they say it is real. And according to social media and GI doctors, a ghost poop refers to a few different things. The sensation of needing to poop, which ends up being just a fart. A stool that sinks to the bottom of the toilet and disappears.
Yeah.
A stool that leaves no trace of toilet paper after wiping.
Yeah.
A ghost poop.
Yeah, those are, that's just a victory. Those are, you know, I didn't know they're called ghost poops.
That's what they are.
But that's pretty,
it's like,
I mean,
was a poop even there?
That's right? Just like a lucky day. You know? It's like, bam, oh my God.
Dang, didn't even have to clean your ass.
Yeah, then I'm wondering like, man, what did I eat to get that?
Well, they say that the sphincters in our rectums are incredibly intelligent.
Nar's got a dumb sphincter. What?
Big stupid ass
big
sphincter.
Stupid sphincter.
What causes ghost poops? There are several explanations why someone might experience each type of ghost poop.
Okay.
So there's all different reasons. You know, so, but there are some people that are like, oh, they feel like they have to poop.
Yeah.
And then they get on the toilet and it's just a fart. And they're like, oh, damn, that was just a ghost. Oh.
Damn it.
That's what you call it.
Yeah.
Or if you take a dump and then you get up to flush it and it's gone. It's like, what?
And then you're like, did I even poop?
Where is it?
Yeah.
What happened? In the third, you take a dump, flush, and then you're, you know, whatever, you're wiping your butt and there's like, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
There's nothing on the toilet paper.
I know that I did stuff.
Must have been a ghost.
Huh.
Yeah, I guess it's all over TikTok.
Okay. Like that's what they're into right now. Ghost poops.
And ghost poops are a good sign. So if you take a ghost poop and it leaves no traces after wiping, nothing to worry about.
That was a bad sign.
Disappears to the bottom of the toilet.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Need more fiber, no?
No, they're not supposed to be messy.
Well, they're supposed to be like, you know, floating, no?
I don't know, dude.
Because if they all sink, I think that's like, you don't have like fiber or something in your diet.
Is that what it is?
I forget. I like, you know, you got the poop news that pops up here and there, and I kind of like skim through it. You know what I mean? I don't totally.
Well, it's all over TikTok.
No, for sure. Yeah, they talk about poop like nobody's business. Like, it's crazy.
Ghost disgusting. Poop. Now you know maybe today you'll have a ghost poop.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Right? Maybe you go on the toilet, let out a big fart.
Yeah.
You're like, dang, that was a ghost.
Okay.
Who are you going to call?
Nobody.
Might have to call some Ghostbusters.
Not going to call anybody.
So this bride, she's walking down the aisle, her big day, her big wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of a bouquet of flowers.
Uh-oh.
She walked down the aisle with her beloved dog.
Oh, okay. That's sweet. Yeah. What's wrong with that? Not her dad, but her dog.
It's a crazy look.
Instead of a bouquet. I think what they meant to say, like, she walked down the aisle with, instead of a bouquet of flowers, you know, instead of her dad, it was a dog.
Nope. It's a bouquet of, she held it like a bouquet of flowers.
Right. But she didn't have her dad with her, no?
I don't see a father
anywhere. I'm
guessing
anywhere. That's with the dog. Yeah, the dog probably replaced the dad.
Yeah, woman carries dog down the aisle at her wedding.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
She has seen me through all my ups and downs.
Okay.
In my life after college.
So she's like, hey, I want this dog to be a part of my wedding.
Traveled with me to places. Join me as I hop through different careers.
I mean, I love dogs, but this woman's going a bit crazy.
I mean,
have a dog at your wedding? Like, I don't care, but like...
Here's the thing.
To really prop it up.
How many boyfriends has this dog seen?
No doubt. My dog's been through all my boyfriends. I mean, she really had the dog, like, walk her down the aisle as if it was, like, her dad. That's the weird part.
Well, she held the dog.
Yeah, I know, but that's, like, that's odd.
Dressed it up in a little dress and then carried it like a bouquet of flowers.
I mean, whatever. It's her wedding. Do what you want.
Right?
Like, I saw this, you know... This weird-ass couple have, like, a Star Wars wedding the other day.
Oh, that's badass.
Oh, my God, it wasn't.
It is.
It wasn't. It was the worst thing I'd ever seen in my life. But the bride and the groom were two of the happiest people I'd ever seen.
I'm telling you, the Star Wars. When I go to Disney, right, and you see the couples that both love Star Wars,
yes,
or they both love Mickey and Mouse, whatever it is.
Whatever.
Whatever it is. Toy Story.
They love something together, for sure.
They are the happiest couples.
Yeah. And, I mean, this couple was, I mean, they were hideous.